Israeli soldiers celebrate after shooting unarmed West Bank protesters, video. The Aegis Alliance. Recent footage has been found, revealing Israeli occupation forces firing at Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank, with one of these soldiers celebrating successfully shooting a protester. The footage had been published on Tuesday by Israeli human rights NGO B'Tselem and was filmed by a volunteer of it. B'Tselem claims this incident happened on the afternoon of April 13, when an estimated 30 residents of Madama south of Nablus, a Palestinian village, attempted to remove a roadblock the Israeli military put in place at the eastern entrance to this village. That same morning, about 11 Israeli soldiers were seen, arriving on the scene, and, involved in the clashes that ensued, B'Tselem continued, residents were throwing stones at the soldiers from a distance of 50 to 80 meters. The soldiers fired rubber-coated metal bullets and stun grenades at the villagers. Seven Palestinians whom are residents sustained injuries from the rubber-coated metal bullets the soldiers fired, including a couple who needed to be taken to a hospital in Nablus for medical treatment. In this video, a few Israeli soldiers are seen calmly talking about the best time to open fire on the unarmed protesters, with one seen directing his fellow soldier to allow the residents to come closer. "We need one good hit and that's it," the soldier stated. "That'll teach them not to throw stones." After firing at and landing a shot on a protester, a soldier stood up, cheering, and said, "The son of AB." B'Tselem said in a press release, joyfully cheering about shooting a person trying to clear the access road to his home and calmly discussing other ways to hit him and the other people with him are part of the discordant soundtrack accompanying 51 years of occupation. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.